questions can be answered by more people. Let's start.
请问唐牧师有关于基督徒因为 depression 而自杀的问题。
Question to you, Dr. Tong, relating to depression and suicide.
人自杀一定不得救吗？
Is it true that when a person commits suicide, he will not be saved?
我相信很多不得救的人会自杀。
I do believe that many people who are non-believers will commit suicide.
也有一些不得救的人有力量活到死不自杀。
And also non-believers who are able to resist the temptation of suicide.
但是自杀的人一定不得救吗？
Is it true that those who commit suicide will surely not be saved?
从总原则来说，自杀是很危险的。
From the general principle of the Bible, suicide is a dangerous thing to do.
因为杀人的就没有永生在他里面。
When a person kills another person, he does not have eternal life.
这是圣经的话。
Is this the word of God?
杀人的，请问自杀也是杀人，那个人是自己。
When you commit suicide, you are killing yourself.
那 you are also a man.
你也是人。
所以你是杀自己。
So you're killing yourself.
所以很可能这个人是没有得救的。
And so it is possible that he will not be saved.
那请问基督徒有没有可能自杀呢？
Is would Christian commit suicide?
一个真正得救的基督徒。
A person who is truly saved.
有没有可能自杀？
Is it possible that he'll kill himself?
不是没有可能。
It is not that it is impossible.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为基督徒也会犯错。
Because Christians also make mistakes.
不但理智上的错是违背真理。
Not only will we make mistakes in our reason.
感情上的错是违背上帝的圣爱。
Emotionally, we make mistakes and against God's holy love.
还有我们在意志上的错是违背上帝的旨意。
And sometimes we err in will against God's will.
所以如果有一些错失的观念。
So if we have a concept that are erroneous, it's wrong.
太过失意的感情。
And then we have an emotion that is too extreme.
做了一个错误的决定去自杀。
And then we make a wrong decision to kill ourselves.
这样呢，不是说基督徒没有这些失败的可能。
It is not that Christians are not possible to have made such mistakes.
我不敢说。
I dare not say that.
自杀的人一定不得救。
That a person who commits suicide will surely not be saved.
但我敢说。
But I dare to say this.
自杀一定不是上帝的旨意。
Suicide cannot be in the will of God.
所以如果你自杀，
if you kill yourself,
如果说
if this is the case,
还可以得救的话呢？
If you are saved from the suicide itself,
自杀完了跑到上帝那里去，
and then you come before God,
上帝说我都还没叫你回来啊。
God said I did not summon you back.
你怎么这么早来呢？
Why are you so early?
那我就不知道你怎么回答。
I won't know how you answer him.
所以还没有自杀以前先写文章。
Before you commit suicide, write an essay.
上帝啊，我要来了。
God, I'm coming to you now.
因为怎样再写清楚了。
Because of this or that.
读两遍。
Read it twice.
再祷告。
And then pray.
再读几遍。
And read it a few more times.
才决定要不要自杀。
And then you decide whether you kill yourself.
因为这不是玩耍的事。
This is not a joking matter.
生活的自由有部分是神给我们的。
God gave us freedom in our lifestyle.
Some
freedom in our lifestyle.
但生活的自由不是全部给我们的。
But it is not completely given to us.
所以比如说
For example,
你生在谁的家里不是你的决定。
There is no choice whether you are born in your family.
谁做你的兄弟不是你的选择。
You have no choice of your siblings.
但是你选太太的时候你可以选择。
But you can choose your spouse.
但也不是觉得因为你选完了那个人不选你还是不成。
But it's also not extreme because the other person may not choose you.
部分自由是给你。
So you do have partial freedom.
但是生命的主权不在你手。
But the authority of your life, the power over your life is not in your hands.
你什么时候生什么时候死不是自己决定的。
Your birth and your death is not to be decided by you.
在不是你的主权之下你决定了。
Since it is not within your sovereignty and you decide.
表示你是直接干预上帝的主权。
It means that directly you have intervened in the sovereign will of God.
这个罪恶是很大的。
This is a great sin.
那忧郁是什么？
What is depression?
Depression. 就是你没有办法承担感情在最消极的时候带来整个生命毁灭的那种观念。
Depression comes about when you cannot withstand the kind of destructive emotional force.
特别有一种叫 manic depression.
Especially in manic depression.
很多人会自杀结束他们的生命。
Many manic depression will kill themselves.
那这些完全没有办法被帮助。
And this cannot be helped.
我们都是人。
We are all humans.
我们都经历忧郁的时候。
We have been depressed before.
我们都曾经灰心丧胆苦得不得了的时候。
There are moments when we are so disappointed and depressed.
你有我也有的。
Same for you and I.
但我们要知道基督徒不是没有盼望的人。
But we must know that Christians are not people without hope.
所以我们因信、因望、因爱活在世界上。
Because of faith, hope and love, we are alive on the earth.
多苦多苦，你要仰望上帝。
No matter how hard the journey is, you are to look upon God.
你比耶稣在地上受的苦的时候，
When you compare yourself to the suffering of Christ,
你就知道自己受的苦还算不得什么。
You will know that it is incomparable.
一个人犯罪的时候，
When a person sins,
魔鬼会对他说，
Satan will say,
全世界都是犯罪，所以你和大家一样，没有什么特别，不要紧。
It is all right because the whole world sins like you.
但是当你受苦的时候，
But when you are suffering,
魔鬼对你说，全世界没有可能比你更苦，你是世界第一名最苦的。
Satan will tell you that you are the only one in the whole world that is suffering.
所以你就很要紧。
And you feel that it's very important.
这个是一种不是心理学，是灵理学。
This is not psychology, but the doctrine of the spirit.
这个是 pneumatology.
Pneumatology.
不是 psychology. 所以灵里面的感应。跟普通的心理学的反应是很不一样的。
The reaction within the spirit is different from that of psychology.
我给它一个名称。
So I give it a term.
犯罪和情感。
It is the sense of unity with the masses when you sin.
受苦孤独感。
But the sense of loneliness when you are suffering.
大家说一二三，犯罪和情感，受苦孤独感，那都苦到一个地步的时候。你很盼望自己一个人，没有人明白，没有人知道，没有人看到，没有人知道你的事情，你就欣赏自己一个人的苦中间，自己越感到自己越苦，越感到自己很伟大。
So when you are in the midst of the suffering and it's a damn, you feel so alone that you actually enjoy this feeling that you are unique.
所以你自己看镜子，世界最好的就是你。
When you look at the mirror, you say, "Oh, you are the one who suffered the most in the world."
人家开门，你快点装得下来，有什么事？
And when people knock on the door, you quickly go out and pretend that there's nothing wrong.
走了，你再从头看镜头，最苦的就是我。
And when people disappear again, you say, I am the one who suffered the most.
受苦孤独感。
This is a sense of loneliness when you suffer.
你就上魔鬼的当。
And you would have fallen into the trap of Satan.
受苦的时候思念耶稣基督。
When you are suffering, think about Christ.
在你比别人更好更幸福的时候思念比你更穷的人。
But when you are having a better time than other people, think about those who are poorer.
调剂你的生活。
This will bring harmony.
我们需要的不是知识。
We do not need just knowledge.
我们需要的是智慧。
We need wisdom.
很多心理学家可以解决别的问题，分析的有条有理，但是自己面对同样的事情，他自己也自杀。
Many psychologists can analyze things very well, but when they encounter problems, they will commit suicide themselves.
美国曾经做一个统计。
There is a study in America.
最多自杀的是医生。
That doctors commit suicide has the highest rate.
医生里面最多自杀的是心理学医生。
And among the doctors, the psychologists have the highest rate of suicide.
所以他把人当作一个分析的题目的时候，他们在做客的地位来处理。
When they look at another person, they look at it as an object to analyze.
但是等他们自己主观的经历了痛苦的时候，他们没办法处理。
But they cannot handle the problem when they themselves encounter it.
所以一个人没有上帝是很可怜。
So it is very pathetic when you do not have God.
求主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
请解释上帝的国和他的义。
Please explain the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
我们怎样先求他的国和他的义？
How do we first seek His kingdom and His righteousness?
国就是主权统治的地方。
The kingdom is a place where there is a sovereign power.
上帝的国就是上帝用他的义所统治的百姓。
And the kingdom of God is the people of God who is ruled by God's righteousness.
上帝的国就是上帝的子民。
So the kingdom of God is His people.
在神的权柄之下。
Who is under His power.
顺服神的义的治理。
Who obey His rule of righteousness.
享受神的主权的管制。
And enjoy the rule of God's sovereign will.
这个就是上帝的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
上帝的义是什么呢？
What then is His righteousness?
就是公正。
It's justice, the truth.
圣洁。
Holiness.
对罪恶的威严。
The power to a sin,
以及正直的生活
and then a righteous lifestyle.
那这样做人正直
so when you have a righteous lifestyle,
遵守圣洁的原则
when you follow the holiness,
对待别人公义
when you are just towards others,
对罪抗拒的威严
and then you have a power against sin,
而且遵行真理的内容
and you follow under the principles of the truth.
这五件的总和叫做义
all these five items together give us righteousness.
一个义人
A righteous person is a person who is just.
一个义人
a righteous person
是对人人一视同仁公平的。
Who treat all as one, that's fair.
一个义人
a righteous person
圣洁原则的人。
Will follow the principles of holiness.
一个义人
a righteous person
顺从真理的人。
Will follow the truth of God.
一个义人
a righteous person
对罪恶的事情很威严的人。
Is a person that stands firm against sin.
追求神的国
When you seek after the kingdom of God,
他的义
and His righteousness,
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我们盼望上帝的福音广传，上帝的真理传开，上帝的子民增加，上帝的权柄统治万有。这就是追求上帝的国。
We seek after His will because we want His gospel to be spread, His truth to be seen, and His people to increase.
追求上帝的义什么意思呢？
What about His righteousness?
愿多数也更多的人在神的义的原则上顺服上帝。这就追求上帝的义。
We want more people to obey God under His righteous rule. This is what it means.
把这个优先的人。
Those who understand this as top priority,
那么他领受了神给他的智慧
would have received the wisdom from God,
其他就一定给他了。
And then all other things will be given to
him. 如果人家给你一个礼物
if a person give you a gift,
可能这礼物包装很漂亮
it has a very good wrapper.
你到底看中里面的东西还是看中外面那张纸啊？
Are you concerned about the wrapper or the gift within?
啊？我问你啊，什么就傻傻的看中我做什么？人家给你一个礼物
if a gift had been given to you,
包装得很漂亮
as a beautiful wrapper,
你应当看中里面的礼物或者看中外面的包装
would you look at the wrapping paper or the gift inside?、
啊、当然里面的礼物
of course the gift
所以这个就是这一节的意思
this is what this verse means
你先求上帝的义
you seek first the kingdom of God
其他的就加给你了
and all other things will be given to you
因为其他的是次要的
because other things are secondary
神的国根本的义是重要的
But God's kingdom and righteousness are primary.
如果你买泥土的时候
when you buy soil,
你说多加一点可以吗？啊，他好了好了，就多给你一点。
The person will give you more soil if you ask for it.
如果你买金刚钻的时候
but when you buy diamonds,
你会不会说我买一粒多两粒给我了？
Can you say give me two more?
他给沙那么大也不给你。
The person will not even give you a small grain.
因为这金刚钻不能加的。
Because this is diamond.
买沙的随便多给你一两瓢都可以。
You can buy lots of sand and I give you more.
然后呢？
However,
很多的基督徒
many Christians
就忘记了什么是重要，什么是次要。
Forget what is important, what is not important.
如果你结婚的时候
when you get married,
你娶一个有美的又有美容的女子，那是很好。
It is good if you found a girl who is both beautiful and has a good character.
如果娶一个很美丽但是天天跟别人睡觉的，那就不好。
If you marry someone who is very beautiful but live an adulterous lifestyle, that's not good.
你到底是娶一个有身材、有好看的衣服的女人，或者有真正的女的、有真正女子美德的女人
？When you marry someone, is it just for the physical beauty or for the inward character?
神给我们恩典
，God give us grace，
有救赎的恩典
，There's saving grace，
信仰的恩典。
Grace in faith，
还有普遍的恩典
and common grace，
里面的得到了，外面的少一点不要紧。
It is important to have what's inside and not so much what's outside.
外面一大堆，里面的没有用。
Then it's no point having a lot of things exterior but nothing in here.
拉撒路很贫穷。
So Lazarus was poor.
跑到亚伯兰的怀里。
But he is in the bosom of Abraham.
财主很有钱。
The rich man was wealthy.
下到阴间。
But he is in Hades.
因为他去得到外面的包装，拉撒路得到里面的实质。
What the rich man had was a wrapping paper, but Lazarus had what was in the content.
Those practicing magic. Some churches are invited in illusionary magic to share the gospel. Is that considered magic arts?
Magic arts.、Yeah.
有的人用魔术来传福音。你认为这个是不是魔术的艺术呢？
Some people use magic to spread the gospel. Do you think that this is a art form?
我研究艺术好几十年。从来没有研究艺术里面有魔术的。
I have studied art for many, many decades. I have never realized that magic is a form of art.
你说用这个吸引人，难道人家来了才传福音吗？
He said this is a way to attract people to come and listen to the gospel.
我不是说呢，吸引人的东西不能用。
I am not saying that we cannot have things that will attract others.
我是说你到底凭什么感动这么做？
My question is, what is it that inspired you to do this?
那你把人引到哪里去？
And where are you leading these people towards?
用魔术来的。
Those who come because of magic show,
有一点看不到魔术，他就去了。
Will leave when there's no more magic.
所以容易被吸引的。
Those who can be attracted easily,
也容易被撤走。
Will leave easily too.
但你真正用道传，
but when you truly preach the word of God,
他没有兴趣。
Perhaps in the beginning people are not interested.
印象你是真心的。
But at least they know you are genuine.
你是很恳切的。
And you are earnest.
而且你是真正关怀他的灵性。
And you truly care about his spirituality.
你先讨厌。
Maybe he don't like it in the beginning.
慢慢从你心灵的侍奉的热切感动他，他会慢慢注意听。
But he will be inspired by your earnestness in your spirituality.
无论做什么不能太快。
And therefore, let us not be hasty in what we do.
拔苗助长是不可能的。
We cannot force something to just grow out of nowhere.
你看见这个种下去的东西怎么一直不长来，把它啪啪啪，它就死了。
When you look at the plant that is growing, you may be hasty and you just will help it grow and it will die.
你怀疑那个孩子两百天还不生出来，把它压出来死掉了。
When you're pregnant, you try to force your baby out, the baby will die.
你一定要等到成长的时间。
You must wait for the time.
做上帝的工作也是这样。
This is the way the Lord's work should be done.
今天的很多人喜欢吃的就是 instant noodle.
Many people like to eat instant noodles.
泡一泡就可以吃了。
Very fast.
所以一直吃 instant noodle, 一定这个健康不良。
If you keep eating instant noodles, it will affect your health.
因为每餐太快了。
Because it's too fast.
不是很健康的食品。
It is not a healthy food.
It takes time.
需要时间。
你一定要对时间的进程跟上定的规律尊重。
You've got to honor the progression of time and the principles set by God.
我们可以用魔术吸引人来听到吗？
Can I use magic to attract others to listen to
me? 如果可以，也可以用美女来吸引人听到吗？
If that's the case, can I use beautiful women to attract others?
叫模特儿背奖章好不好？
Maybe I get a model to read the scripture.
漂亮的女孩子上家去了，去这家的，就很多人来听到了。
And lots of people will come and read the scripture.
那些人结果倒听不进去，那个女孩子的面孔才一直看进去。
But they are only there for the looks of that girl.
所以呢，不要自欺欺人。
So do not fool yourself and others.
你看，我已经老了这么难看，还吸引这么多人。这证明里面有真材实料，我告诉你。我年轻的时候
，When I was young，
那时候我很英俊
，I was very handsome，
啊，比你们这些男孩子更英俊
，Better than you guys，
真的，你看我照片，你吓了一跳
，You can look at my pictures，
那个时候我很英俊
，I was，
很多人来听我讲道
，Many people come and listen to me，
我心里想很糟糕，老了如果没有人听怎么办
？I said to myself， What will happen if I grow old？
事实证明我越来越难看，听众越来越多
，But the fact is that the uglier I become, the more people come，
是我里面有永恒的东西
，Because there's something eternal within me，
不是单单。暂时的东西
It is not temporal.
所以年轻的人、啊、很多炫目模特儿炫目电影明星炫目足球的那些明星
Young people like to admire celebrities and beautiful people.
其实呢世界最可怜的就是明星跟运动员
But the most pathetic people in the world are usually the celebrities.
因为他们的职业寿命是最短的
They have a very short professional lifespan.
19岁20岁的明星哇世界的偶像
When they're 19 and in their 20s, a lot of people admire them.
30多岁的时候天天咒骂自己
But when they are 30, they will curse themselves.
这里咒那里咒不像样
Because they will go out of shape.
那么这里垂那里垂不像样
And the whole body will change.
就很妒忌那些年轻的人
And they will be jealous of the younger ones.
所以呢三四十岁有的就不能用
And they will be out of their professional life.
有的就自杀了
Sometimes they commit suicide.
像张国荣就自杀了。
Like Leslie Cheung.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他知道后面的不能像前面那么好的路了。
He knew that the road ahead would not be so nice.
但是呢，做牧师越老越好哎。
But the pastor is the other way round.
所以快快做牧师啊
！So become the pastor.
但是要上帝要用你，不然也没有办法。
But it must be because God calls you.
所以呢，有一些有长久价值。
Some things have eternal values.
不一定很吸引。
May not be attractive to us.
有一些没有长久价值的。
But some things does not have eternal value.
起初很吸引人。
In the beginning, people are attracted to it.
所以我不羡慕明星。
I do not admire celebrities.
很多明星很羡慕我。
But a lot of celebrities admire me.
因为我的听众越来越多，他们越来越少嘛。
Because I have more members listening to me.
也许我在香港讲到。
Once I was speaking in Hong Kong.
两万人来听。
20,000 came.
有300几十个座位专门给明星预备的。
There was a VIP seat about 300 seats.
哇，那个乔红啊，就是做影帝两次的那个乔红。
And the Taiwanese actor 乔红，
他们就请很多明星来听。
He invited a lot of celebrities to come.
那个明星听了很感动。
And they were all very moved.
就几十个最漂亮的明星都要跟我拍照。
And all they wanted to take picture with me.
那我就跟他们一起拍。我站在中间，他们围在旁边。
And they all came for a group photo.
拍完了以后呢
？After that,
乔红就说：“今天你很幸福啊。”
乔红 said, "You are very blessed.
你可以跟这么多明星拍照。
You can take picture with so many celebrities."
我回答说：“他们很幸福啊。
”I answered that they are very blessed.
你可以跟我拍照啊。
They can take picture with me.
反倒人自己要有德，自己要有价值观，不要以为。看见漂亮女人，你就比较卑微一点，没有这个事。
The preacher ought to have the correct pride in his profession.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们有比内在美更内在的美。
We have a beauty within us that is better than a common inner beauty.
住在我们里面。
Because the Lord is in us.
感谢神。
Thanks be to Him.
Can you explain these verses? 马太福音第七章二十一到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 21-23.
马太福音第七章是耶稣登山祷训的最后的一段。
This is the last chapter of the Beatitudes.
那么他就提到了关于有一些假基督徒的事情。
And he talked about the hypocrites.
结果这些人呢，称不主名，却不能得救。
These people call upon the name of the Lord and are not saved.
所以第七章第二十一节告诉我们。
Chapter 7 verse 21 says.
他说呢，主啊主啊，不一定都进天国。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God.
我们不是奉你的名来传道，奉你的名赶鬼吗？奉你的名来行神迹吗？
Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
我就明明告诉他们。
Then I will say to them,
我从来不认识你。
I never knew you.
你们是作的人。
Away from me.
离开我去吧。
You evil doers.
啊，这些人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
这些人行神迹哦。
These people do miracles.
这些人医病。
These people heal.
这些人赶鬼哦。
These people exercise.
这些人说预言哦。
These people prophesy.
这些人有很奇妙的神迹随着他们。
These people had great signs and wonders following them.
而且是奉耶稣的名行神迹。
And they did that in the name of Jesus.
为什么？耶稣说：“我不认识你们。”
But Jesus said, "I did not know you."
因为这些人，他们是利用耶稣的名。
Because these people use the name of Jesus.
那为什么耶稣要给他利用呢？
Why was Jesus willing to be used?
为什么用耶稣的名，他会以神迹会赶鬼呢？
Why were they able to do all these things in His name?
我告诉你，有一些的时候，
sometimes
神是忠于自己的。
God is faithful to Himself.
所以你讲道的时候，
when you preach,
你心是为了钱，为了名。
Perhaps you do that for the money and for the fame.
但你讲的道是引用圣经的话，上帝还会用那话拯救人。
The word that you preach may be from the Bible, and God may still use those words to save others.
但你自己不一定会得救的。
But you yourself may not be saved.
就是真的有这样的事情吗？
Is this possible?
有。
Yes.
圣经有这样讲吗？
Is there such verses in the Bible?
有。
Yes.
圣经说，
The Bible says,
法利赛人坐在摩西的位上。
When the Pharisees sit upon the throne of Moses,
奉主的名讲圣经的话的时候，
and speak on the word of God by His name,
你们要听他。
You are to listen to him.
不要效法他的行为。
But do not follow his lifestyle.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
他坐在摩西的位上。
It means he sat on the throne of Moses.
他传上帝给摩西的道。
And preached the word of Moses.
听的人要听他。
And the audience ought to listen.
要顺服那些话。
And to be obedient to those words.
道本身是有能力的。
The word in itself has power.
你不要效法他的行为。
But do not imitate his life.
因为他能讲不能做。
Because he cannot do what he preaches.
讲的都是真的。
All he preaches is true.
行的都是假的。
But everything he does is not.
所以就像保罗说。
The apostle Paul says.
恐怕我把福音传给别人，我自己倒被丢掉。
Lest after I preach the gospel, I myself will be given away.
神是公义的。
God is just.
所以你问一个问题。
So when you ask a question.
一个不是真正重生得救的牧师，给人家施洗有没有功效呢？
Is there an effect when a pastor who is not real baptize someone?
一个不圣洁的牧师主持圣餐的时候有没有果效呢？
What about a pastor who leads an unholy life when he conducts the Holy Communion?
Augustine 说人就有果效。
Augustine said there is an effect.
不是他来影响上帝。
Because not because of this person who influenced God,
上帝忠于他自己的话。
But because God is faithful unto His own word,
所以你一定要把神的道跟人分开来。
You need to segregate the difference between God's word and a human being.
道可以借着不信的人传到你耳中。
The word of God can come to you via a non-believer.
比如说
，For example,
牧师讲一篇很好的讲章。
When a pastor speaks a very good sermon,
不信主的人把它印成一本书，那本书还可以救人，但是不信主的人印那本书不会影响内容，但是他自己没有份。
It could be printed by a non-believer, and because the non-believer had printed it, the book will save others, and the non-believer will still remain a non-believer.
照样，一个人讲真理的话语。
In the same manner, when a person speaks the word of truth,
不等于他因为会讲他就有份。
It does not mean that because he can say it, he partake in it.
真理是真理，不会因为他不好就变成不是真理。
But the truth will remain the truth despite of the fact that this person is not good.
从这里去了解这个事。
So you need to understand from this angle.
但是一个人能够行出他所信的，有信他所讲的，讲出他所行的， 这个人是有福气的。
A person is blessed if he can do what he preaches and also truly believe in what he preaches.
所以有的人奉主的名干跪医病，上帝耶稣说：“我从来不认识你们。”
So some people may be able to do great signs and wonders in the name of God and Jesus Christ. Said, I never knew you.
你们这些作恶的人
，You are evil doers.
离开我去
，Away from me.
那么这个作恶是什么意思呢
？What does evil doing mean?
是不是他们的侍奉跟他们的行为不一样？侍奉的是好的，恶的是他的行为呢？
Does that mean that the ministry is good, but their private lifestyle is evil?
可能
perhaps
有没有可能是解释你眼行神迹一病都是正在作恶呢
？Or could it be that the signs and wonders in itself is evil?
也可能
perhaps too.
因为他以不对的动机来沾有这个圣洁的工作。
The motive behind such sacred work has been wrong.
所以上帝看的这种侍奉都是恶的动机，所以是邪恶的。
In the eyes of God, it must all have been evil.
我从来不认识你。
I have never knew you.
你给我滚到外面去吧。
Away from me.
离开我去。
Leave me.
所以主不愿意人用他的名行好的事情，且心里面是一个不顺从。
The Lord is not willing for a person who has evil intention to use His name to do good works.
是耶稣在这一段的总意是说
，The general principle in this passage means
不是叫主啊主啊就进天国。
It doesn't mean that you just call Lord Lord, you will enter the kingdom.
乃是遵行天父旨意的才进。
But only those who truly does the will of my Father.
真正的遵行。
When you truly does the will.
真正的信仰的表达。
It is an expression of true faith.
信心没有行为是什么？
Faith without work is
是的
dead.
好树结好果子。
A good tree will have good fruit.
这个树是果子是不好的。
And if there's a bad fruit,
证明你的树就是不好的。
It means the tree is bad.
所以我们要用真正的行为来表达我们的信仰。
We need to express our faith through action.
这也就是整个雅各书的总意。
This is the entire general principle of the book James.
我不是基督徒。
I am not a Christian.
可否请你从基督的观点，基督教的观点告诉我？
Can you tell me from Christianity?
人生的意义到底是为什么？
What is the meaning of life?
如果你不是基督徒，
If you are not a Christian,
那我问你，你从哪里来的？
My question is, where do you come from?
你只有两种答案。
There are only two answers.
父母来的。
First one from my mother.
妈妈哪里来的？
Where did your mother come
from? 妈妈的妈妈来的。
Mother's mother.
妈妈的妈妈哪里来的？
What about your grandmother?
妈妈的妈妈的妈妈来的。
Great grandmother.
妈妈的妈妈的妈妈哪里来的？
Great
mother. 妈妈的妈妈的妈妈的妈妈的妈妈的妈妈的，讲到你嘴巴歪还讲不完。
Until your mouth goes haywire, you speak.
但是你是一个人呐、啊。
But you are a human being.
人哪里来的？
Where does human come from?
第一个人来的。
From the first one.
那我再问你，第一个人哪里来的？
Where did the first person come from?
你说第一个人是第一个人吗？
You say, well, it's the first person.
是他的妈妈，那他妈妈是第一个人的第一个人。这很难说。
So very difficult to answer.
猴子来的。
So we say they evolved from the apes.
你不承认上帝啊。
If you do not agree that God exists,
自己把自己逼成变成动物的子孙。
You will become the descendants of the animals.
所以你不相信上帝，你变成高价高孙。
You become the descendants of the apes.
所以你以为你有科学很聪明，你变成更笨的人。
Actually, you become more silly when that happens.
所以我告诉你啊，
so let me tell you this.
我很清楚知道很多知识分子是假的。
I know clearly that many intellectuals are fake.
因为他们先否定上帝。
They first deny God.
以为这样就高一点。
They think that makes them better.
结果把自己掉到变成动物，不是人。
But、in the end, they become subhuman like animals.
所以这个是好像有知识，其实没有智慧。
This looks as if they are very intelligent, but without wisdom.
第二个可能是。
Second possibility.
我们是自己来的。
You say we exist just like this.
是自然的变化。
In the nature, there is no God.
所以无论如何，你不信上帝的话。
When you do not believe in God,
你只能相信进化论。
You can only believe in the theory of evolution.
或者相信不可知论。
Or perhaps in the fact that this cannot be known.
你根本没有答案。
So you have no answer.
所以如果你肯回到圣经。
If you are willing to return to the word of God,
你就会做有智慧的人。
You will be wise indeed.
如果你认为人是猴子变的。
If you think that we evolved from the apes,
那么你就不需要谈道德了，因为不灭这个责任嘛。
You don't have to talk about ethics.
人如果是猴子变的。
If we are product of evolution,
今天这样已经不错了，比猴子进步那么多了，还不满意。
We are already very good.
如果人是猴子变的。
If we evolved from the apes,
那么你就赞成弱肉强食。
You will agree with the principle of natural selection.
如果你相信弱肉强食是合理的，
If you think that the strong should triumph over the weak,
那么连帝国主义、连殖民主义都不必认错。
Then all the imperialists and all the colonists should not I mean their mistakes.
因为这不过是弱肉强食的一种政治的表现。
All these political stance are just an expression of the fittest survive.
如果 你相信这个进化论是对的
，If you believe in the theory of evolution，
那么你根本就不接受什么叫做堕落。
Then you will not accept what does it mean for human being to fall.
所以如果没有堕落的话
，If there is no decadence，
也就没有悔改的必要。
There is no need for repentance.
如果你相信没有堕落，也没有悔改。
If you believe that there is no need for these things,
那么人类的前途是一个未知数的方向。
Our future direction will be unclear.
这个世界是很可怕的。
And the world will be.
所以如果你要相信
，If you want to believe,
道德责任
，that there is an ethical responsibility,
人有良心公义
，that there is conscience,
人有理性分析
，that we are able to analyze things,
人有向善的这个目的
，that we want to do good,
只有一个真正的可能。
There is only one possibility behind all these things.
你一定要回到圣经，信是上帝按照自己的形象样式造人，叫人效法他的儿子耶稣基督，最圣洁、最公义、最良善、最慈爱的生活。
You will know that you will have to admit that we are made in the image of God, that we will want to imitate the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
所以这个问题延展出去。
When you extend this question,
就是变成是不是遵循神的旨意，或者是随便乱来两种。只有两种选择。
There are only two choices: whether you are obedient to the will of God, or you just lead your own life.
一个不信上帝的人。
When a person does not believe in God,
可以说是为国为民效劳，盼望大家幸福。
He can say that, well, I work for my people, my nation.
像毛泽东年轻的时候。
Like when Mao Zedong was young,
他要为人民。
He said for the people.
中国强大起来。
For China.
后来到年老的时候。
But when he was old,
他落到一个地步。
He was so weak.
在他统治之下。
That under his rule,
差不多7000万中国人死于非命，是因为他的错误。
About 70 million Chinese died a terrible death.
从共产党立党开始。
From the establishment of the Communist Party.
到1961年。
Till 1961.
根据莫斯科中央广播电台的这个泄露的秘密。
Based on the secret that has been released by Moscow.
中国误杀了3500万人。
About 35 million people died by accident.
中国也报复。
And China released their data.
1917鲍威斯党 Bolshevik 这个共产主义在苏联成立以来。
They say that after the Communist Party has been established by the Bolsheviks.
苏联共产主义误杀了2800万。
And they killed 28 million people.
但到了1966年以后。
After 1966.
文化大革命十年里面。
Within the 10 years of the Cultural Revolution.
中国人。不应当死而死的有另外3500万。
Another 35 million Chinese died.
如果你不要上帝
，So you say if there's no God，
你怎么做你都不必负责任嘛。
Then there's no sense of responsibility.
你起初动机是好的。
Perhaps your motive was right in the beginning.
有多少人因你死你也不知道。
But many people may die because of you.
除非人回到上帝面
前。Unless we return to the word of God.
照着圣经的总原则。
By the general principle of the Bible.
尊重别人。
We honor each other.
那这世界是没有盼望。
If not, the world has no hope.
求主可怜我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
那圣经说人的意义是什么呢？
What does the Bible say about the meaning of life?
第一，
Firstly,
人要彰显上帝的美德。
We are to manifest the beauty of God.
第二，
Secondly,
人要这个代表上帝管制来看管这个被造的世界。
We are to represent God to rule over this created world.
第三，
Thirdly,
人可以享受上帝为人预备的恩爱。
We are to enjoy the love and grace of God.
第四，人可以在上帝的计划里面有份。
Fourthly, we have a part in His plan.
这样的有信仰的人，
a person with such faith,
他知道他与神之间是有某种关系，
knows that there is a relationship between him and God.
动物所没有的。
That is absent from animals.
上帝的道里面，
in the word of God,
他发现了生命的价值。
He will discover the meaning of life.
所以如果你不信神，
if you do not believe in God,
你没有办法建立人生的价值。
It is impossible to establish the meaning of life.
这是很诚实告诉你。
I tell you this honestly.
所以你今天晚上，
this evening,
要回到上帝面前。
You need to return to God.
一对互相离婚的基督夫妻，是否可以再结婚呢？
Christian couple that has been divorced, can they remarry?
基督徒结婚，
Christians get married.
基督徒离婚，
Christians divorce.
基督徒再结婚，
Christian remarry.
就叫做假霸雄赢。
It means you are too free.
After eating nothing to do. 你一天到晚忙着自己做什么的？
What are you busy with?
结婚是很麻烦的，大家说。所以一次够了。
互相再婚。
再婚是、
yes.
结婚是很麻烦的。
So、marriage is very troublesome.
所以一次结婚够了。
So once is enough.
你再离婚再结婚的麻烦的不得了。
We marry each other is very troublesome.
还要从头再请朋友再来看你结婚一次。
You gotta invite all your friends again.
他们说我参加了一次了，还要两次。
They say I've been there once.
不来了。
I'm not coming.
所以你又结婚再离婚再结婚的。听观众越来越少，你就变成孤孤单单两个人，可怜。
You'll be all alone in the ceremony.
所以呢，好好结婚一次。
So just get married well once.
永远相爱到底。
And be loving till the end.
大家说一二三，好好结婚一次，永远相爱到底。有的人一结婚以后
，Some people wants to get married
就变了
，They change.
从前专看他的好处。
In the past, they only look at the good points.
什么缺点都看不见。
And are blind to the errors.
你告诉他某某人不好啊，脾气不好啊，不必多讲。
You tell him that well, this person has a bad temper.
有一个人对我讨论说，我喜欢这个人，我要跟他结婚，你看怎么样
？A person came and asked me, say, Dr. Tong, I want to marry this person. What do you think?
我说你真的要跟他结婚吗
？I say, do you really want to?
你确定了吗
？Have you decided?
确定了。
The person said yes.
确定不必跟他谈，走走走走。
So I say, if you decided, then forget it.
他就我实实在在。要知道你怎么看法。
But he said, I really want to know what you think.
我说你真的知道啊。
I said, you want to know?
诚实啊。
Honest?
是是是是。
He said, yes.
我说这个女孩子硬得不得了。
I said, this woman has a very impulsive spirit.
你要预备心的，以后会麻烦。
There will be problem later.
他说没有，她很软呢。
He said, no, she's very gentle.
我说呢，外面软的一定里面硬。
I said, if she looks gentle externally, she will be very
firm. 外面硬的里面一定很多嘴。
And those who are very quiet externally would talk.
女孩子很多嘴的，里面就没有话讲了。
A woman who is gossipy will have nothing to say inside.
她说什么呢
？And the man says,
我就是喜欢她这种个性。
But I like that.
我说好了，走了。
I said, go, go.
你不要再浪费我的时间。
So is my time.
后来吵得半死。
In the end, they got married and quietly.
再来对我说
，And then they came.
他们说我现在看到很啰嗦哎。
但是到那 I see she's
very gossipy. 看到很多嘴啊。
And she like
我说走，不必再讲了。
I say go, don't talk to me.
不要再跟你讲了。
I don't want to discuss.
爱他到底。
Just love her to the end.
没办法。
You have no choice.
所以还没有结婚以前。
Before you get married.
眼睛睁大大。
Open your eyes big.
手不要动。
Don't touch each other.
大家说一二三。还没有结婚以前，眼睛睁大大。结婚以后。
After you get married.
眼睛关起来。
Close your eyes.
口不要动。
Don't open your mouth.
大家说一二三。结婚以后，眼睛关起来，口不要动。结婚以前，尽量啰嗦，尽量批评，尽量挑剔，但是不要碰人家的处女，不要碰人家的孩子。
Before you get married, you can criticize each other, talk for all you want, but do not touch each other physically.
结婚以后，
but after you get married,
无论他多胖，变成母夜叉，眼睛关起来。
No matter what happened to the other person, close your eyes.
嘴巴不要再讲话了
，and don't talk anymore，
也不必再看别人
，and don't look at others。
有的人结了婚还是一直看别的女孩子
，some people get married and still look at other girls。
应当用剪刀剪掉他的眼皮
，you should cut away his lips with the scissors。
What is wrong with charismatic church? The first is the doctrine of revelation is too open。
灵恩派教会有什么毛病？第一个就是他们对启示的。这个神学论太过放松
，because they do not appreciate the Bible as the only and very exclusive revelation of God.
因为他们不相信圣经是上帝唯一独特的启示。
So they always say, "I am inspired, revealed, and told by Holy Spirit to do this, to do that." It means that they get the same kind of authority to claim they had already experienced new.Revelation of the Holy Spirit.
他们常常说圣灵启示我做这样的事情或者做那样的事情，意思是说他从上帝领受跟圣经同等的启示，
新的启示，
新的启示。
And unconsciously they claim this Bible is incomplete.
所以间接性就是想说这个圣经不是完整的。
They equalize the authority with the authority of the prophets in Old Testament and the apostles in New Testament.
而从这个权威来看，是以旧约的先知跟新约的使徒同等。
It is opening a gate so wide to receive all false teachings from Satan without consciousness.
所以这个心门已经完完全全很大的打开，让邪灵跟撒旦上面的这个朋友进来。
Pay attention to the teachings of charismatic pastor. The Lord spoke to me. Holy Spirit told me. God told me. God told me. That is the sign. They are opening to the new revelation. So called.
所以这个像新的启示打开的真相，就是当一个人传道人常常说，上帝启示我，上帝告诉我。
Secondly,
第二
the doctrine of Holy Spirit is too open.
他们圣灵论已经非常开放
了。So they say this is the work of Holy Spirit, work of Holy Spirit, work of Holy Spirit. You say not, because it is not written in the Bible. They will answer you. Do not limit the work and the freedom of Holy Spirit by Bible.
当他们说圣灵说这样子做，圣灵那样子做，你说圣经里面没有讲的时候，他们就说你不可以干预圣灵自由的活动。
It means they are opening for a new phenomena.Which is not limited and not indicated in the Bible.
这就是告诉我们，他们向一个新的一种的启现象来打开。
It means they are opening a gate for the four teachings and the four phenomena, which is imitating the Holy Spirit's work into the Church of Jesus Christ.
而他们在教会里面向着这个错误的教训来打开，而让这一些好像主耶稣的教训的这种假的教训进来。
It is very terrible.
这个是非常可怕的
事情。Certainly,
当然
they try to absolutize those who are, which are not absolute teachings.
他们把许多不是绝对的东西绝对化。
Suppose,
if
you do not talk in speaking tongues,
例如说，如果你不讲方言的话，
you have no Holy Spirit.
你就没有圣灵。
That there is no such teaching in the Bible.
在圣经里面找不到这样的教训。
So that is a relative to be absolutized.
所以这是相对的东西，把它当成绝对性。
So more other things I'm not going to say now.
当然有许多其他东西我不会谈。
You can go to read my three books on Holy Spirit.
我有写了三本书有关于圣灵论。
I'm quite a new Christian and know now.Can I get to know the Holy Spirit better? What is the Holy Spirit? I find it very abstract and have the idea how to go about it. You should read some textbook, and I would rather to introduce to you about a systematic theology written by the Reformed theologians.
我是新的基督徒，我要认识圣灵。整个圣灵论对我来讲是非常抽象的。
Holy, holy, holy.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
They are praising to the three persons: Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit.
是荣耀这个圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Holy Father is the source, a cause of everything created.
圣父是所有被创造的东西的源头。
And Holy Son is not created, but the firstborn.And is begotten in eternity.
圣子不是被创造的，而是在永生里面被产生的。
Other than the person of Holy Father,
除了圣父以外
，the only person is not created in the universe in the history is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督在整个世界不是被创造的。
Even the Holy Spirit is not born.
圣灵也不是被生的。
Holy Spirit proceeded from Holy Father and Holy Son.
是从圣父圣子里出来的。
所以 these three holy persons is in one, we call it triune God.
我们以三位一体来形容。
所以 Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit.
圣父圣子与圣灵。
Holy Father is God.
圣父是神。
Holy Son is God.
圣子也是神。
Holy Spirit is God.
And 圣灵也是神。
But not three God.
但是不是三个上帝。
One God in three persons.
是三位一体的上帝。
Holy Father is God.
圣父是神
is a person.
是有位格的神
Holy Son is a person.
圣子也有位格
Holy Spirit is a person.
圣灵也有位格
But not one person but three persons in one Godhead
不是三个、不是一个人而是三个位格在一个上帝里面
So in Deuteronomy 6 verse 4 it is written
生命记第六章第四节说
Hear ye Israel
听啊以色列
Now pay attention to my hand
你现在看我的手
Hear ye Israel
听啊以色列
Your God is the only God
耶和华你的主是独一的主
Have seen this? Because in Hebrew language
在希伯来文
It is singular, dual and plural
它有单数、有双数跟有多数的词句。
It's differentiated from English language.
跟英文是不大一样的。
In English, you have only singular and plural.
在英文，你只有单数跟多数。
And in Hebrew, the singular, dual, and plural.
但是在希伯来文有单数跟
双数。Your God is the only God.
我们的上帝是独一的主。
Very wonderful.
所以这是很奇妙的。
Praise God.
赞美
神。Some say it is the so-called pluralistic majesty.
有些人说这是多数性的上帝，
或者说 majestic plural, 威严的多数。But I don't think so.
但是我不认为是这样子。
Because it's written holy, 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 and stop at the third person, no more.
因为是圣哉、圣哉、圣哉，是在第三个位格就停止。
So the number three.Is belongs to God.
所以第三这个位置是属于上帝的。
God lives at the third floor of the heaven.
上帝住在三重天上。
Three times say holy, holy, holy to worship Him.
而我们赞美上帝说，我们说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
I send my spirit to anoint my messenger.
上帝说，我差遣我的灵来。高我的使者。
Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
耶稣说，上帝的灵在我身上。
Three, three, three.
所以这些都有三的这个位置。
And when Jesus was baptized,
当主耶稣被受洗的时候
，Heaven opened,
天开了。
And the Father bear witness,
而父上帝
，This is my son.
说这是我儿子。
And send the Holy Spirit like a dove to come upon me.
而圣灵好像鸽子一样临到他身上。
Father, Son, Spirit.
所以我们看见圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And Jesus said, "Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit."
主耶稣说，要以父、圣父、圣子、圣灵的名来为他们施洗。
In Greek, patri, techno, and pneuma, always with ho.
啊，在希腊文，它有这个 ho 的字在前面。
It means different person.
就是说是不同的位格。
Holy Father is not Holy Son.
所以圣父不是圣子
Holy Son is not Holy Spirit
圣子也不是圣灵
Likewise Holy Spirit is not Holy Son or Holy Father
圣灵也不是圣父或者圣子
Three persons
三个位格
But in one God
但是一个上帝
So Jesus baptized them in the name singular of the Father, the Son, the Spirit
所以主耶稣说用圣父圣子的名就是单数的名给他们施洗
Three in one
就是三位一体的上帝
Finally
最后
Jesus was resurrected on the third day
主耶稣在第三天复活
So the number three belongs to God
所以三这个数目字是属于上帝的数目字
It is very biblical
这是非常合乎圣经的教训
Praise God
赞美主
Okay